Good morning, sir. No, don't worry. It's okay. Your wife just went downstairs to make breakfast. I can hear the cooking starting already. And Sarah is... Well, I don't know if she even has a hangover yet. I think she might actually still be drunk from last night. Yeah, we were borging. No, not like Star Trek. God, you're cute. No, it's like you mix your own gallon and you make a cocktail of Gatorade and juice and alcohol so you don't get hangovers and so no one tries to roofie you. It's just Sarah kept sipping from other borge and she was having a great time, maybe too great a time, but that's why I called you. I'd be surprised if she didn't start sobering up until tomorrow. It was our first big college party. We were finally of age. We finally get to do what we always wanted. Sarah? Yeah, she did do what she wanted. She flirted and drank and had a wonderful time. I just made sure she made it home safe. Yeah. She's sleeping right now. But she's probably gonna need me to go get her some Gatorade and a few ibuprofen in a little while. What am I doing here? Well, you know how I said we were doing what we always wanted? Well, that was the truth. Sarah got to try weed now that it's legal. She drank with her friends, and she made out with every dream boy because you never let her date. And pretty much everyone that she didn't have the courage to even talk to, now she was confident enough to kiss. Did I do the same? Well, no, actually. Why? Well, I had different goals. See, she lived her dreams, and I lived mine. What were mine? I wasn't preoccupied with clumsy college boys. I've had those. Or getting wasted. Not really my thing. Just focused on getting Sarah home safe to my beloved second family that let me hang out so often in my formative years. Aw, thank you. I love Sarah. I wouldn't let anything happen to her. But that wasn't my only dream. I mean, I drank too. I mean, just enough. Just enough to what? To make this cute dilf I've been crushing on for like years think that I didn't know what I was doing. To think I might not even remember. To think maybe, just maybe, since his very own daughter was passed out and his controlling wife wasn't around, just maybe it would be okay to let her, in her haze, paw at his cock, pull it from his shorts, and suck it like he only saw in porn movies. To drunkenly moan and slobber on it until she drained every ounce of his seed. And then, maybe she pretended to pass out. And maybe he thought we would all think it was a dream. And when she saw him in the morning, he looked guilty, but relieved when she seemed groggy, but unaware. Maybe it was just a dream. Well, I just wanted to come by and just say hi. And just, I don't know, just see you. I know. You don't have to worry about anything, sir. I don't want to get you in trouble. You don't have to worry about me, I promise. I just wanted to, you know, thank you for last night. For coming to our rescue. For not lecturing, for not judging, for always being sweet, for letting me have my fantasy, for the ride. Oh my god, you should see your face. No, it's so hot when I can make a husband and daddy so flustered. I like it. It's like the way you're looking at me. I can see what you're thinking about. You want me to say it? It looks like you're thinking about the car and about me, about my hand and my mouth and my pussy. It's okay. Your wife is downstairs. I promise she can't hear me. I swear, I really just came down here to say hi and thank you for the ride. But now that I'm here, I can't stop thinking about it. I really should thank you for last night. For every night you've been so sweet and supportive. For every fantasy of you that I ever came to. And then last night, and the way you let me take over, and the way you let me play with you, the way you moaned, it was amazing. I dreamed about it so many times, by myself, late at night. I had all these fantasies about how it would happen, what it would feel like, what it would taste like. And it was better. So much better than any of my fantasies. Because you made it feel really special. Because you made me feel really special. You were so sweet and gentle, yet firm and so hard. So needy, yet so patient. And then the way you carried me to bed. I was secretly praying you'd fuck me. But you're just too sweet to take advantage of me like that, aren't you? No, don't regret it. I don't. I don't want to forget it. I'll never forget it. And I hope you won't either. This is really dumb, but last night, after you tucked me in, and you said goodnight to Sarah and I like you usually do, I was kind of sad. No, not because of anything you did. Like, I was having a hard time hiding the fact that I was smiling so much. I was like glowing, basically. But then I got sad when I had to. When I had to. When I had to wash up. Because I could still taste you. Your cum in my mouth. And I knew it would be gone forever after that. The sweet and salty taste, the sound of your moans, the feel of your hands in my hair, the safe feeling I got when you carried me. God, the way you hesitated as you laid me down. It just felt like the moment was gone and lost with the last hints of your cum. Washed away like a dream in sunlight. Just a dream, huh? You okay? It's okay. You can look at me. I'm just standing in your doorway. You know, like I've done a million times. Looking like a dork and all hungover and trashed in my comfies. Cute. You were always so sweet to me. No, it's just a t-shirt and shorts. But it feels really special when you look at me. Can I show you something? It's okay. I can hear your wife downstairs in the kitchen. She won't know, I promise. I just want to show you how special you make me feel. Okay? Okay. Let me just slide my shorts down a little bit. Just little by little. Down around my thighs. So you can see my pink satin panties. What do you think of them? I wore them for you last night, but it was so dark in the car, and then you refused to take
advantage
of me, so you never got to see them. You can see them now, though, can't you? The little pink bow in the front, just how wet they are as I soak through. Being this close, you made me so wet last night, and you're making me wet now. Are you okay? You look a little uncomfortable under those covers, almost like you're trying to hide something. What are you hiding, sir? Show me. Please, please take off the covers and let me see it. Oh my god, oh fuck. It's really nice to finally see you so clearly in the morning light. Nicer than I remember from the stilted streetlights. Reaching for you in the dark. It's so big for me. So hard. Can you touch it for me? Oh, fuck. Your cock is throbbing. That's really hot. God, that big dark spot on your boxers. Did I make you come already? You know I'm just teasing you. I can't believe that's all pre-cum. You must really like me. Really want me. I like looking at you. I want to play with you so bad. I want to stroke your sweet, thick cock, like in my fantasies. But last night I did that. Now I have new fantasies. What am I doing? I'm pulling my t-shirt up so you can see my tits. See how hard my nipples are. So I can play with them and pull on them. Do you like them? You do. I know they're not like your wife's. They're young, needy, so soft. Except the nipples. So hard. It's okay. She's downstairs. She can't hear anything. Just look at me. Look at me and stay quiet. And let me start stroking your cock. Like I did last night. Oh, fuck. Now that I'm so close to you, I need to put my mouth on you again. I can't stop. I need this. Oh my god. This feels so good. I want to kiss and bite and taste. No, I won't leave marks, I promise. I just can't stop. Oh, fuck. I'm so turned on. There are so many things I want you to do. I want you to suck on my nipples. Yes. I want you to feel how hard they are. I want to feel your lips on them. I want to feel you nibble on them. I want it so bad. It makes me so wet thinking about it. It's making your cock harder. It's making your cock throb in my hands and in my mouth. Thinking about sucking on my titties. Hey, what are you? Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Sorry, I'll be quieter. But don't stop. Fuck. Fuck. I'll be quiet, but don't stop. No. No, I can't stop. I need this. I'm so close to my deepest fantasy. Yeah, just lie back. I can't do this. I can't take it anymore. No, no, no. Don't stop. It's okay. It's okay. I need you. Please, just stay quiet. Just relax. Just, I'm just gonna take my panties off and climb into bed with you. Shh. It's okay. It's okay. She won't hear anything. And I'll be quiet, I swear. Please, please, just this once. Just this once, and we'll never talk about it again. Please, we're already so, so close. I'm already kneeling on top of you. Just lie back. And keep your voice down. Oh my god. Can you feel that? Your tip just barely touching my cunt. I'm grinding your cock against my lips. And oh my god. Against my clit. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. That feels so good. Please, just once, okay? I promise I won't tell anyone. I won't. Yeah. Look, just pretend you're in my dream right now. You're asleep. Yeah. And I'm still hungover in Sarah's room. Shh, just react to what I say, to what I do. Shh, it's not cheating. You're just in a sweet, hot, college girl's wet dream. And when we're done, you can wake up and pretend it never happened. Or maybe we can dream again. Okay. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Right about now, I'd be saying, I love you. Sorry, that's just something from the dream. No, let me just lower myself down even more and oh fuck. Fuck. I can feel it. I can feel it finally slipping inside me. Oh my god. Oh my god. Yeah, yeah. You're inside me. I can finally feel you inside me. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, it feels so good. Oh my god. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, I can't believe this. I wanted this for so long. Yeah, and now your cock is inside me. You're mine. You're mine. For now. For this dream. Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can fuck me. I know, I know, I know, I know. I'll be quiet. I'll be quiet. I'll be quiet. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh my god. Oh my god. That feels incredible. That feels incredible. Do you like that? Yeah, yeah. When I grind my hips. Am I doing it good for you? Yes, look at my tits. Oh, please, please, please look at my nipples. Will you fuck up into me? And my fuck. Oh, you're so much different from those college boys. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God, it feels good. It feels so good. That's it. That's it. Oh, my. Fuck. I can't believe you're actually fucking me. Your grunts, your moans. Fuck, fuck, fuck. I wanted this so bad. Fuck, fuck. I'm shaking. Fuck. I'm so close already. I'm so close. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I'm so close already. Your gong feels so fucking good inside me. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh. So, so close. So close. That's it. That's it. Oh my god. Oh my god. Yes. Please. Don't stop. Please. Keep fucking me. Please. Make me come. Please. No one has been able to make me come with sex, but I knew you could. I knew you could. This is better than my fantasy. I'm so fucking close. And then, just like that. Yes. Don't stop. Just keep fucking me. It's okay. You can come inside me. I'm safe. I made sure. Just in case. Just please. Don't stop. Yes. Come on me. Yes. Oh, my fuck. Than my fantasy. Oh my god, your cock feels incredible inside me. Oh fuck, I love feeling your cum, your warm, hot cum inside my tight, wet pussy. Just wait. I know you don't want to get caught, but. Just keep it in a little longer. Just a little bit. I just want to really, really feel it. Really remember my first real orgasm. You know, without toys. I mean, I have made myself come, but no one has ever made me come. Yeah, sex at college has been pretty bad. And this was so good. So perfect. I just want to freeze this moment. I just want to remember every bit of it. Not that I could ever forget you. I just want to stay like this all day. It's okay. I know. I don't want to get you in trouble. Okay? Fuck. You're getting hard again. What? You think it's because I'm pretty? I look like hell right now. Oh, fuck. You're starting to throb again. Here, let me. God, you're so hard and messy. No, I can't just run off and leave you like this. Here, let me clean you up. You know, get rid of the evidence. You wouldn't want to go downstairs to your lovely wife, smelling like your daughter's best friend with you. Oh God, we taste so good. Close your eyes. It's just a dream, remember? Oh, I love this. I love this cock. Love you. Oh, you're so hard. Under me, my tongue. Such a sweet, lovely dream you're having. Do you like the way my throat is hugging your cock? I want you to come down my throat. Let me taste your wonderful cum. There we go. I cleaned every single inch of you. Okay, I'm gonna get my panties back on and my shorts. Woo. I should probably leave you alone now. Being in your doorway happens every day, but straddling you on the bed you share with your wife, not a great look. But, before I go, can I kiss you on the lips? Thank you. Thank you for everything. I guess I'll see you downstairs in a little bit for breakfast. Shh, don't worry. It'll just be our little secret. that I'm walking around with your cum inside me. I'll make sure to keep these satin panties on so it doesn't drip down my thighs. No, I'm not going to change. I just want to savor it a bit. I will, don't worry. It was just a dream. A hot, young, needy girl's dream. In fact, you are just waking up from it. Now that I'm back in the doorway. And meanwhile, I'm going back to bed to enjoy, to savor the sweet, hot, wet dream. Shh. It was just a dream. No reason to feel guilty. You're still innocent. Nothing happened. And if you like, maybe you can dream it again this holiday. You know, when your wife volunteers for events, or goes shopping, or goes to visit family, maybe you can let Sarah date a little more often. And then maybe you can stay home and have a sweet dream of your own. Maybe we can explore all your dreams.